A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of I Was There Too. I'm Matt Gourley. This is just going to be a short one, but hold on, no less important, maybe even more important than a regular episode. We'll call this episode 48.5. Why is it more important? Because it may be the answer to the question asked last episode as to who physically played the body of the Emperor in the original Empire Strikes Back. If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend you go listen to that first and then leave this as a little after-dinner drink, just a sweet dessert. Is it the closure that we wanted? Is it the cherry on top? I think it might be. There was no question Clive Revel, the guest from my last episode, played the Emperor's voice. There was also no question that a chimpanzee played the superimposed eyes of the Emperor in the hologram scene where he talks to Vader. But who played the physical body of the Emperor? Was it Elaine Baker as credited by Lucasfilm officially? Or was it Marjorie Eaton, the older character actress, whom anybody that was there that day seems to have said actually did the job? I had Pete the Retailer and Alex Robinson from the Great Star Wars Minute podcast on the show to look at the evidence, and all three of us came to the conclusion that we believe that it was the older actress Marjorie Eaton. And now, listener Brandon Bird has sent in an email which seems to put the whole controversy to rest. He writes, I agreed with you guys that the footage in the movie looks like Marjorie Eaton. I also thought it was very, very strange that there would be no call sheets for Elaine Baker, since anything shot for use in a production gets documented. I thought it was much more likely that Elaine was used for a makeup test, which would explain why people have memories of her as the Emperor, and then Eaton was hired and filmed for the movie. I figured the crucial question would be, who made the makeup? If it was Baker, it makes sense that he test applied it on someone he knew, in other words, his wife. And then Brandon Bird continues, so I asked my pal at Lucasfilm, Pablo Hidalgo, who, by the way, is a creative executive, no less. You've probably heard that name before if you're any kind of Star Wars fan. Pablo Hidalgo helped me solve the mystery of Max Rebo's legs, which is a great article about whether or not Max Rebo is A, playing his space piano with his legs or his arms, and whether he has those at all, and whether or not his ears might be flippers instead of a second set of normal appendages. Look, check it out. Just Google getting to the bottom of Max Rebo. You see, Brandon Bird and myself were answering the great questions of our time. Back to the email one more time. Brandon Bird reached out to Pablo Hidalgo on Twitter, and in the email quotes Pablo as saying, okay, here's what I've got. It's not Elaine Baker in the movie. Phil Tippett sculpted the piece and Rick applied it. I don't know how much more horse's mouth you can get, especially from a man who most likely has made a prosthetic of a horse's mouth. Rick Baker, the husband of Elaine Baker, the credited woman, says it's not Elaine Baker. And that comes from Pablo Hidalgo. I'm going to read the entire exchange on Twitter right now. Brandon Bird writes, at Pablo Hidalgo, some controversy about the Empire Strikes Back Emperor this morning. Then he links to the episode. So you don't have to listen. Did Elaine Baker or Marjorie Eaton play the Emperor that appears on screen? My theory, Baker was used as a makeup test, which would explain her having no call sheets, but people remember filming her. So my question is there any way to know who made the Emperor makeup? Pablo Hidalgo responds, Rinsler did the most research into that. I'll have to do some digging. I have a line to Baker I can ask. Rinsler, of course, is the one that we sourced in the last episode, crediting Elaine Baker with this. Brandon Bird replies, awesome. My hunch is that Baker was a test emperor simply because it'd be odd for there to be no call sheets for production footage. And then the last tweet in the thread is Hidalgo replying, okay, here's what I've got. It's not Elaine Baker in the movie. Phil Tippett sculpted the piece and Rick applied it. I think it's time to officially close the case on this. Clive Revel was the voice. A chimpanzee probably named Bubbles or Coco was the eyes. And character actress Marjorie Eaton played the body and face. There it is. Thank you, Brandon Bird. Thank you, Pablo Hidalgo. Thank you, Phil Tippett. Thank you, Rick Baker. Thank you, Elaine Baker. Thank you, Marjorie Eaton, wherever you are. This is a mystery solved by an outsourced bunch of detectives, and I'm proud of every one of us. Yes, there are greater questions in life. What's at the end of a black hole? Can we solve global warming? I don't know. I'm not that kind of scientist. What I am is a emperor guy scientist. And I'm doing my job, along with help from my peers. We did it. And now before we go, I was able to secure an interview with the chimpanzee that played the eyes of the emperor to fully close out whether or not there's any question about this. The chimpanzee's name is in fact Cho-Cho, and we're going to talk to her right now. Cho-Cho, thank you for joining me on I Was There Too. My, but you have beautiful eyes. I can see how they chose you to play the Emperor's eyes. In the movie, they look kind of harrowing, but in person, I'd call them more bewitching. I'm sorry, that was out of line. Oh, it wasn't? Oh, Cho-Cho. Let's keep this professional. Huh? No. Anyway, Cho-Cho, how was it that you were chosen to play the eyes of the Emperor? Uh-huh. Really? Nothing? Oh. We have it pretty well figured, but I just wanted you to confirm that it was in fact Marjorie Eaton that played the Emperor physically and not Elaine Baker. Is that correct? Well, thank you. Your final word on the matter helps put the last nail in the coffin of the solution, death. I'm sorry about my metaphor. Have you been in any other films? Really? What else? The original or the remake? Oh. And are you working on anything currently? Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up any sensitive subjects. Where can people find you online? Oh, the Margot the Fat Guy hashtag on Instagram? And that's Margot with an A-U-X, not an E, goddammit. Now you know what I'm talking about. Well, I don't know why your name is Cho-Cho and your hashtag is Margot the Fat Guy, but questions aren't meant to be answered. Cho-Cho, thank you for talking to me today. Goodbye. That's it for this bonus episode of I Was There Too. Join us every other Wednesday and next episode where we finish out this trilogy of original Star Wars films with someone very special from Return of the Jedi. And then for the 50th episode of I Was There Too, things are shaping up to be, let's just say, spectacular. Thank you for listening. I'm Matt Gorley.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.